Former President Donald Trump has plans for a new social media company. He hasn't had a digital megaphone since he was kicked off Twitter and Facebook in January after the Capitol insurrection, and he's using a trendy Wall Street method to raise the money he needs to bankroll the new company. It's called a SPAC. Ali Velshi joins us now. He's an MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. Ali, welcome.
Good to see you. Good to be back with you, Peter.
Good to have you. Donald Trump has been talking about wanting to create a new social media company for a long time now. What do you think of this new business? Will it work?
Yeah, I think it will work. There's two ways to look at this. The first is that Donald Trump's one of the savviest, social media influencers out there. And he's good in that he can put his message out there and people send him money. So he uses it for fundraising. But real social media influencers actually get money on the back end, right? They make money from the number of people who follow them and listen to what they've got to say. And they make money off of being investors in or owners of platforms, neither of which Donald Trump is at the moment. So this actually becomes much more interesting for Donald Trump from a fundraising mechanism. He not only gets it on the front end where he says, send me money because I'm going to fight the Democrats, he also gets it on the back end from the money that the platform raises. The other part of this is that we'll talk about SPACs in a second, but the concept of raising money in the public markets means you get the funding that you need. So it's already worked to some degree. It doesn't matter what happens next. Donald Trump needed funding to get this thing started. He now has that funding.
He got it through a SPAC, a special purpose acquisition company. Some call it a blank check company. What is it?
Well, some people will remember the idea of shell companies, right? A company that existed that then bought another company. SPACs have been around for about 20 years, but they're much more popular now. A company goes public, so you gather investors. They fund your company, but they don't have an underlying asset. There's a promise that within a year of funding your company, you have to buy an underlying asset. So you might start a SPAC and say, I'm going to start a social media company. I'm going to start a media company. I'm going to start maybe a conservative media company. And people invest on the basis of the fact that the people who started that company know something about the industry. They'll find a company to invest in. Then they find a company like Donald Trump's new venture. They marry the two together. And now all of a sudden, with the snap of a finger, Donald Trump owns a public or is part of a publicly listed company. Wow. That's normally a process that takes, at least a year, if not a few years, to achieve.
The former president's business record, how should we describe it? Kind of checkered, I guess,
we
could say. Is that why he needed a SPAC to raise the money?
I wonder in this world of there being so much money going into the stock market and private equity firms, whether Donald Trump could have done it another way. But this was a particularly easy way for him to do it. Mm. When you take a company public, you have regulatory bodies that are overseeing you. You have to do certain things. You have to jump through certain hoops. And that would be more of an issue for Donald Trump than this. It's not clear whether the people who initially invested in the SPAC that has now merged with Donald Trump's new company knew that they were investing in Donald Trump. But the bottom line is they probably had some sense that it was a media company or a social media company, might have even had a sense that it was going to appeal to conservatives. But that's now what's happened. Donald Trump has fast-tracked his way to being a public company.
And we're all learning about these SPACs together. Ali Velshi, an MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure.